This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, September 17th. God's word to you today is good versus great. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 20, verse 12, and it says, "Ears to hear and eyes to see, both are gifts from the Lord." The first thing about opportunity is you must say no to good opportunities so that you can say yes to great ones. This is heavily dependent on seeing. The fact that things are coming your way does not mean you have to embrace them. The fact that they are good opportunities does not mean you have to take them. You do not have the time to do everything. I do not have the time to do everything. The church cannot do everything. God's Favorite House cannot do everything. And we are pretty clear about that. You do not have the time to do everything. Guess what? God your Father, the one that made you, does not even expect you to do everything. I know people advocate that we ought to seize every opportunity that comes our way. That is not very correct, because some opportunities are good opportunities, while some opportunities are great opportunities. Why should you want to take every opportunity? Do you want to kill yourself? Our women are just fantastic, and we cannot thank God enough for our women. Women go through a menstrual cycle every month, and every menstrual cycle is an opportunity to have a child, true or false. What do you think will happen to a woman that insists on seizing every opportunity that comes her way? It is not going to work. She's going to kill herself. Even the woman with 38 children still has not successfully seized half of her opportunities for childbirth. So why does God keep bringing those opportunities? He's teaching us a lesson. Opportunities will keep coming. You must be able to say no to good opportunities so that you can say yes to great ones. Peter Drucker is a management guru. He mentored all the major CEOs of the blue chip companies. He said one question he consistently asked the people he mentors is, "Before you tell me the new thing you want to start doing, tell me what you have stopped doing. Before you add another thing to your calendar, what are you removing from your calendar? If you keep putting load on your boat, the boat will sink. Even with making a fire, if you keep adding more and more wood, you will kill the fire. You need to determine what is not worth your while." Let us pray. Father, seeing eyes and hearing ears are gifts from you. I ask that you will give me eyes to see as you see, and ears to hear as you hear. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.